next on KCPQ. Stay tuned for the Portfolio Doctors, Dan Osgood and Stephen Vick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own and do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The following information is for educational purposes only. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice. Welcome to the Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. Your financial future depends on making sound investment decisions. Make sure you get a weekly checkup from a source you trust. The Portfolio Doctors will see you now. Here are Dan Osgood and Steve Vick, the Portfolio Doctors.
Good afternoon. It is the Portfolio Doctors. My name is Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Vick.
And we are here once again, bringing how many years of experience? Over 50 now?
Yes.
Is that what we've determined?
Yeah, you've got older.
Yeah. And you stayed the same.
That's right, exactly. Okay.
So we're way over 50 now. Perfect. To really, the main purpose of our show, we talk about this every week, is to do our best to help you understand that there are sources out there which may be a surprise to most that maybe don't have your best interests in mind. Primarily the media, all the different media outlets, and how they operate. We have enough experience watching what gets touted. I mean, Jim Cramer is the perfect example. He's just a circus clown with bells and whistles, hyping stocks. One of the best examples I talk about. Back in 08, 09, he came out and said, if you don't own this stock immediately,
right. It's
going, you're going to really kick yourself. This is a life-changing opportunity. And that was Bank of America. The next day, it went down 80%+.
Wow.
So that was pretty helpful advice.
It was funny. He did a cameo. My son and I last night were watching Iron Man, and Jim Cramer did a cameo because Iron Man changed their business's strategy. And Cramer came on and said, you know, this thing's going down like the Titanic. And it was pretty funny.
He's
a good comedian,
yes,
old Jim Cramer,
is.
But not advice not to be taken normally.
The reality is he is entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
And he makes compelling arguments, whether he's for or against something.
Right.
But he's not accountable to anything because
no. You
can't go and say, well, Jim, you recommended that I buy this. I bought it. I lost all my money. So now you need to make this right because he's a TV personality.
Well,
he's
he did say a few weeks ago oil was going to go higher and it's gone a little bit higher.
Hmm.
So we'll see if he's right on that one or not, or whether we're about to roll over and die again.
Yeah. Hard to say.
No, it is hard to say, but the market's certainly rallied to highs.
Oh, it just... Here we go again. I mean, how many times have we said this in the last two or three years?
Right.
News starts looking pretty negative. The market starts dropping a little bit, and then, boom, it goes racing right past all-time highs.
Yep.
I mean, the NASDAQ finally.
Yeah, hey.
15 years later.
We need one of those Cramer bells or trumpets or something. Yeah.
I'm sure we've got a board in here where we can find one.
But, yeah, finally, 15-odd years later, actually just about to the day.
And that, I mean, the reality is we can really use this as an example of something we talk about all the time. A Warren Buffett quote, the best way to make a lot of money. Hey, there you go.
There we go. We got it.
Going higher. Moving right along. Here comes the train. Get off the tracks. Thank you, Todd. By the way, welcome back. We're glad to see you there.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
15 years ago, the NASDAQ hit its all-time high.
Right.
And then it dropped, and it dropped, and it dropped. And Warren Buffett, his statement, the best way to make money, or to make a lot of money, is to not lose money.
Right.
This is the perfect proof of how impactful losing money can be, because the NASDAQ went down over like a 2.5-3 year period from 2000 to early 2003, 60%+.
Right.
And it has never recovered. I mean,
till today,
15 years later. So if you had bought the NASDAQ and just held on to it, whether it's through an ETF or some mutual fund, or if you had bought all the individual shares, which that's its own problem
that we've talked about numerous times.
I was
going to say that if you'd bought the individual shares, you'd be so far underwater, you would never recoup, because a lot of those companies that were part of the NASDAQ are long gone.
Right. Not even in existence, let alone zero. Just not trading on.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the index is back, but it used to be 60-odd% would be tech stocks, and now it's like 40% of them is tech. So it's really not, I mean, it is a tech-heavy index, but it's not just tech anymore. It's pretty much everything other than tech to a large degree.
Right. It's made a transformation over the last 15 years, partly because it had to.
Yeah, because most of the tech guys just died and vanished.
Right, all those small startups.
I must say that, you know, when I think back to those times, you're thinking back to like 99, 2000, wow, the stocks were just flying.
Just flying.
And you just don't get that. Now we're back to the highs, and yes, the market's up, but it sort of is inching forward.
Right.
It's not flying like it was in the past. It sort of inches forward, gets knocked down a couple of percent, then inches itself back up, and then just breaks past that, and then gets knocked down. It's a very interesting market, and it just seems, you know, highly manipulated, because I've never witnessed in 30 years of doing this a market similar to this, where it's just sort of, you know, there's no real reason for it to go higher, but it just slowly inches higher. I think the only reason you could probably even find is the yield on the 10-year is below, well below 2%. And it seems to be trending lower. And so people in desperation are just going anywhere where there's yield. And some of the places are some dividend paying stocks.
Right.
And the problem with that is the risk associated with those is huge. Because number one, the dividend could get cut at any time. And number two, the stock itself could just get hammered, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't advise that as a strategy. But it seems like people are desperate for yield.
Right. It almost seems as if that's part of the driver of this is...
Yeah.
The fact that because yields are so low, you have to go somewhere, and people are looking around, well, gee, United States, stock market, probably the most stable place around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rather, if we're going to be taking risk anyway, let's take our chances with stock and try to get a double-digit return versus with the 10-year is at 1.91 as of close yesterday.
Yeah, you see? Mm-hmm. That's
But it's going higher again this year.
Yeah, everyone keeps telling us that.
The rates are going up.
Since 5 years ago, it had to go higher. The amount of times people have told me that it has to go higher is, if I had a penny each time I was told that, I'd have millions in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It hasn't. And I'm not saying it won't ever, because I'm sure at some point in the future it will. Like everything goes up and everything comes down. But the long-term trend, and it's a global long-term trend as we've talked about repeatedly, is lower. As scary as it is, it's lower.
Right.
And, there's some other, and that's not a good signal, you know, for the market. The market might keep trending higher for one simple reason, that the interest rates are being kept artificially low. Outside of that, there's really, you know, no reason for the market to be this high.
Well, and again, there's lots of incentive for all the governments around the world to keep rates as low as possible.
They have to, pretty much,
That's basically owing more money.
Right.
If rates go up, it's the equivalent of you getting a mortgage at, call it 4% right now.
Yep.
But it's a variable mortgage.
Yep.
And that really is what the governments are playing with, is a variable mortgage, because if the rates start trending up, that means the government has to repay that much more.
Right.
And they're in such a deep hole. We've talked about this numerous times.
Well, it's variable from a standpoint that stuff's coming up for renewal constantly. Mm-hmm. So the older stuff comes up for renewal, and that has to be put out to the market again, right? So if there's a spike in interest rates, it's a gradual rise that they have to pay. But you're right. We've discussed this at length on the air, you know, where the average yield is or maturity is about 10 years out. So if you have a spike in interest rates, you know, in the next couple of years, yep, a lot of stuff's maturing.
Sure.
And it's going to have to be thrown out at a lot higher interest rate, and that just is going to kill the budget.
Right.
That budget deficit just balloons big time.
it'll be interesting if we do see that spike that everyone's calling for, but I wouldn't anticipate it'll happen anytime soon.
No.
Well, today I think we've got a very good show planned out. Steve's got a pretty interesting, little less talked about index we're going to discuss and what it may mean. We're going to have Dave and RJ along with Columbus Turnkey Houses on
again. Show you where yield is.
In a little while and give you an idea where there are some alternatives to your normal fixed income investments. And it'll just be Steve and I plugging away as usual. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Welcome back. It is The Portfolio Doctors. My name's Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And other than the usual here we go again market chatter, there's always other pieces of useful information that come out. And it's, again, we're just trying to give tidbits of information just to pay attention to. Just different pieces, because one piece of indicator, one index, one report, that's probably not enough information to make a good, solid decision on for what's maybe best for you. It could work out, but at the same time, if there's only one indicator, that's not as strong as if two or three or four indicators are all kind of pointing in the same direction. And these are the types of things you want to follow, where typically on CNBC or one of those, they will hype the heck out of some report and make it as if this is the gospel. You need to follow this because it is always right, except for when it's not. Right. And that's what we're trying to help you really pay attention and understand, that there's more than one factor that could point, they could all point to the same direction, but I'd rather have five things saying things look good or bad than just one.
Correct. No, without a doubt. There are some stronger indexes and trending type topics that you can lay your hat on a little bit more than others. You know, to me, the leading indicators, they just, I barely ever follow those things because they have hardly, I mean, yes, we're leading and so therefore things are going to be better in the future, but it's so hard to determine for how long and when does it turn around. And I mean, it just doesn't normally present to me much of an opinion of value. Whereas this one that I track and we can mention today is the Credit Managers Index.
The CMI.
CMI, yeah. And you first have to really think what a credit manager is, right? A credit manager is a person who works at a bank or a hedge fund or a lending institution. And they're the people, when you apply for a loan, they're the guys or girls that are going to review your loan and see if it fits in the box, yeah, right? And either approve it or disapprove it. And then once you've been approved, assuming you are, then they're the same people that follow up and make certain that you keep paying, right? When you don't collect, then those are the guys and girls that will call you up and try and hassle you to pay the money back.
Sure.
So their indication of what's going on in the market's pretty critical. Back in 2007 and 8, when they had a great signal, they were showing that the number of applications that were coming into the market was high, but the approval ratings were low, meaning that there's a bunch of people who can't really afford to get into more debt that were applying, and the people who could afford it weren't. So that was the start of the credit crunch, pretty much. And fast forward to today, we haven't really seen that since. You know, it's opened up certainly 08, 09, while the market was in turmoil, things got, you know, a little bit better. And then since about middle of 09, all the way through till now, it's been, the index is stuck at around about somewhere between 55 and 65. Now, for our listeners out there, this index is based on a number of 50. So anything higher than 50 in terms of this number means that it's fine. Business conditions are normal or good in terms of credit. Okay, applications for credit and being awarded loans, and so it's sat in that range for what's that, 6 years almost. And then last month there was a little bit of an anomaly where the index itself fell. And let me give you the exact number here. It fell to 53.2. That was the first time in a very long time it had broken below 55, right? Okay. So it was a little bit of a wake-up call to say, that's interesting. You know, and that's one thing that our listeners need to understand. An index takes time to develop. You don't just take one signal and go, okay, it's all over. You know, it's like a, you know, shot across the bow. It's like, sure, Whoops, we better, you know, take a little bit of a notice to this.
And in one small snapshot, that could just be one weird anomaly, during the winter months.
Exactly.
Numbers were really affected by the cold weather.
Correct.
Production shut down. Lots of businesses shut down and things didn't happen. So it made the numbers look all of a sudden, there's trouble. And then 2 months later, the thaw out and business, it was booming.
Correct.
Again. So it was that anomaly that you don't want to hit the panic button.
And you did right, Dan. I mean, that was a February number. Mm-hmm. So that was initially the thought, was like, oh, well, you know, really bad winter. And we'll have our guys from Ohio on soon, so we'll be able to ask them how it is out there. But so then March shows up, and it went from 53.2 to 51.2, which is now barely above positive, right? And I'll read what the first paragraph in this report says. It says, we now know that the readings of last month were not a fluke or some temporary aberration that could be marked off as something related to the weather. There is quite obviously some serious financial stress manifesting in the data, and this does not bode well for the growth of the economy going forward. These readings are as low as they have been since the recession started, and to see everything start to get back on track would take a substantial reversal at this stage. The data from the CMI is not the only place where this distress is showing up, but thus far, it may be the most profound. And so what they're really showing is, and it's ironic that the NASDAQ and everything's breaking to new highs, And this is what's happening in the past. Same thing. The stock market is breaking up to new highs when under the surface, companies are struggling to get hold of credit. The credit market sort of locking up underneath. So the cogs of the wheels are slowly starting to seize up. Mm-hmm. The market doesn't really take note of this because it's an index, number one, that's not widely followed. And number two, that it's like, oh, well, you know, the bull market's here. Let's keep buying. But at some point, I'm seriously interested to see what April has to, because if April drops us below 50, I think this market's going to be in some kind of trouble, because the last time we were ever below 50 was 2008, and we all saw what happened when those cogs just seized up.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that we're going back into that. Let's hope not, because none of us want to see that. But it's just certainly something that, I mean, when you see these types of indexes and these credit managers, I mean, their jobs are lend money and make sure you get it back, right? And if they just can't find anything decent to lend on, and you know, and they're struggling. On top of that, they're also struggling to collect the money, which means that
people are struggling to pay the bills.
Yeah, and so the one strange thing, because there's a lot of different sub indices within that make up this index, and the one of the sub indices is the bankruptcy count, right? And for whatever reason, that's still low. But what this is pointing to is it's just a matter of time before you see that number spike, because if companies and that don't have access to money and they're struggling to get their sales and that up, it just seems to means to me that there's just a matter of time before a wave of bankruptcies come, which means you've now suddenly got a big write-off in terms of the capital credit markets. The banks have to tighten their lending criteria. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how the cogs of the wheel shut down. I mean, this is what this group of people, this is their job, is saying. It's like, ooh, we're on the brink of seizing up here. And it's a scary, scary one.
Well, it looks like it could also be an indicator of the employment numbers, how skewed that report always is, because it doesn't really factor in the fact that there's a huge number of people that are underemployed. People that used to make $50,000 a year that are now making $30,000 just because they can't find a job to be fully employed.
Right.
And that leads perfectly to what you're saying. Here's these people that need more money, but unfortunately, because they're making a percentage less than what they used to, they're needing more, but they don't qualify because they're already stretched.
Right.
So it all kind of...
Yep, it's a scary index.
You can connect the dots after the things take place, and it looks like
I've got my fingers crossed that April is 52,
right. or at something least, north at least, of 51. At least stay 51.
Yeah, but as fast as this has dropped to go 55, 53, 51, and to most of our listeners, it's like, yeah, what's the difference? But that's 10% in 2 months. I mean, imagine if the stock exchange dropped 10% in 2 months. So we are on what's the NASDAQ, 5,100. So the next thing, you're down 500 points on the NASDAQ in 2 months. 250. People are going to be going, uh-oh. Right. Yeah, and that's really what I'm trying to explain with this index, is we haven't hit a problem yet, but it's uh-oh.
Right. There are signs that it is potential for a problem.
Exactly. So it's just something that I wanted to bring up to our listeners. For those of you that follow my blog, you would have read about this on Friday.
Sure.
But we can't catch everyone.
That's right. That is right. And, you know, a lot of our shows are based on questions that we get from listeners. This particular one wasn't. This was just something Steve saw,
right,
that thought that this is a good topic to bring up and discuss with everyone. That is one way we really enjoy speaking with the listeners. We get feedback, we get questions, and depending on the question, it can make for a very good show. We've done numerous shows based entirely on listener questions.
Well, the one interesting thing about this, let's assume you've got stellar credit and you're buying a house, right? Are you thinking of buying a house? Let's just assume.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
If the market gets pounded because of this, you know, you might see rates go way lower.
Yes. Refinance. There'll be another refinance. Yeah,
exactly
boom.
Right.
That's perfectly
if
fine.
If you can qualify, and I tell you what, the criteria is going to get real strict.
And it's
bad enough right now.
Oh, it's a nightmare right now. Trust me.
You just refinanced.
I just went through the headache.
Yeah.
of a move.
How many of your unborn kids did you have to give away?
All of them. So, well, stick around. When we come back, we will talk a little more on this index. We will also be talking to Dave and RJ with Columbus Turnkey Houses to see what's going on in other parts of the country as far as opportunities. You are listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
I don't know is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need LeadCommerce. LeadCommerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. LeadCommerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of LeadCommerce, log on to LeadCommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
AM 1170, The Answer. Everywhere you go on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. It is The Portfolio Doctors. I'm Dan Osgood.
And I'm Steve Bick.
And we're talking, or have been talking, about the Credit Managers Index and what that means and the trend that it's been in.
Yeah.
As it relates to other more common indexes in different reports that come out that on the surface maybe don't sound good or bad, or maybe they sound great, but they aren't true pictures. And that's why we're talking about one indicator probably isn't enough to make a decision off of.
No, but the problem with this is it's so far-reaching, because if businesses can't get credit, then they can't hire, they go out of business, people get laid off. You know, banks take a hit, they stop lending. I mean, this one is, it's almost like oil, you know, it sort of filters through the whole entire economy.
Economic growth just comes to a halt.
Yep.
As soon as money stops being
correct
there, basically.
Yeah, we need money flowing around quickly. And that's been half the problem with this recovery, that the velocity of money, which is really how quickly does the money change hands. So if they put a dollar into the system, how often does it circulate through the system without it actually, you know, coming back to the Fed? And so the velocity of money has been stuck around about 1.5 for the last 6 years, when in the past it was like 2.5, 3.
Okay.
Now, so that's really, when you put $4 trillion into economy like the Fed did, if you had a velocity of money at 3, okay, that would grow GDP by $12 trillion, okay? See, 3 times 4, 12.
Got it.
Yep, got it. Okay.
You're a math lead.
I'm all over it, Jeff. Anyway, so what you've had now, when this recession started, I believe the U.S. economy was around about $14 trillion, right? You've added $4 trillion, okay? It hasn't gone from 14 to 26 trillion. We don't have a GDP of 26 trillion. We've got a GDP of 18 trillion. So you had 14, you added 4, and you've got 18.
Right.
That's why there's been no growth, because it's been basically forced on people. It's not as if you've had this multiplier effect. And what everyone sitting and was at some one point was waiting was when this multiplier effect starts taking hold, which they thought would happen by now.
Right, that was the whole.
Yeah, then there's going to be this mass inflation, okay? Because that's the only way you're going to grow GDP. That was the worry. But now that seems to have subsided, and now everyone's scratching their head, wondering why this velocity of money stuck at 1. And then you get this report from the CMI people, and you start adding all this up. And if we do have another recession, how are they planning on stimulating us next time? And that's always been my concern.
More money.
It's not going to work. It didn't work this time.
But the markets are at all-time
yeah,
highs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the
people
only
are
place
happy.
It's working. Or maybe it's working in Ohio. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's find out. We have RJ on the phone with us from Columbus Turnkey Houses. RJ, how are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, not bad. It's a kind of a gloomy day here, but 70.
Yeah, it's freezing. 70. I've got a sweater and jeans on today.
Yeah, it's kind of gloomy and cold over here, but you know, I think the housing market here is sizzling. It's getting hot. So
now, RJ, we've been talking before you got on the line that you know, there's some indicators that the economy might be slowing down, and that. Well, what do you see out in that part of the world in terms of economy and housing and things like that? I mean, what are you guys seeing overall?
I think overall here in Columbus, you know, it's definitely different from some of the other cities in Ohio. Columbus is seeing a lot of growth. The unemployment rate is at an all-time low here.
Really? What is it at? Do you know?
I think it's under 6%.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
And the housing market, according to the Board of Realtors, last month, you know, despite having limited inventory, the home sales were at its highest in the last 3 years.
Wow.
And so the buyers are starting to understand that they need to kind of move quickly because there's not that much inventory on the MLS.
Right, right. So who's buying? I mean, are these homeowners or is it still mainly investors?
A lot of right now is the selling season and buying season for Columbus. Historically is spring and summer. So there's a lot of homeowners buying.
Okay.
You still see, you know, investor activity. But there's a lot of competition on the MLS. And so investors are starting to go back to kind of their grassroots of marketing and going direct to homeowners, something that Dave and I do a really good job on here in Columbus.
Right. I even had someone move to Columbus from San Diego recently. I find it seriously hard to believe. I mean, you'd leave San Diego to go to Columbus. Why would you do that?
Yeah. It must be for the opportunity. The job market here is great. So I've actually ran into some, you know, some people too that have moved from California or even like the East Coast of New York that come in here and work for a company like Limited Brands. And you know, the question is, you know, what brings you here? Why are you moving from a more livelier city in Columbus, Ohio? And it's the same answer I get. The job market and the opportunities here are phenomenal.
Well, the cost of living is just so much lower as well, right?
Yeah, that's a very big difference coming from a place like New York or San Diego. Our median home price is significantly lower.
Yeah, what is it? Is it around 100 grand or what is it?
Yeah, it's right now, from that report I just read and quoted from, it's actually 150.
Wow.
That was the median home price last month, which was kind of higher than what we've seen, because normally it's like a 120 and 130, so.
Mm. But, we were talking indexes a little bit earlier, and this is a good example. I mean, something like a housing index, when it's on a smaller base as you guys would have in a city, just one in San Diego has the same thing. I mean, you can see massive spikes up and down in terms of the index, but because you might have just a couple of houses that just skew the whole number out into orbit. And so you really have to try and normalize it by going back and doing, seeing what the overall trend is, and then just maybe sometimes throwing out some of these outliers. But you don't normally see something spike from 120 to 150 grand in a month.
Right.
Well, let's hope not, because then we're back to 2008
right. Here we
again.
Go again.
Yeah, so that's good news. And interest rates are still remaining low, right?
Yeah, we've seen them at, I think the last loan that we did was at 4.75.
Was that an investment property, not someone buying?
Right, that was an investment property.
So in other words, if you're an investor out there and you have decent credit, you can come in, buy one of these houses, get it at 4.75%, maybe put down 10 grand, 4.75%, and what sort of rents are you going to get on that?
The rents in the areas that we select, to put our investors in, they're going to be anywhere from 750 on the low end, that's a B market,
mm-hmm.
As high as 1300, and that's an A-class type investment.
Yeah, and at 4.75%, I'll bet your payment's not even like $500 a month.
Correct. And after the expenses, because we allocate, maintenance,
right,
a little bit of vacancy rate and stuff like that, you're going to net right around, $350, $400 a month cash flow.
Okay, so let me just explain this to our listeners. You're going to net, let's even go lower than 350. Let's say 300. Okay, you're going to net. This is after all expenses, paying your mortgage, paying your taxes, paying everything. You're going to net $300. It doesn't sound like a lot, right? But that's $3,600 a year, and you only put down $10,000.
Right.
You're making 36% on your money. And
2.5 years down the road, you've got your entire investment back.
And the house is getting paid off for you. So you're building up equity in it, and we're not even factoring in potential appreciation of the property.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have Dave and RJ on weekly, because I just can't emphasize strongly enough. If you're sitting on some cash, you're thinking of a place to go and you want a decent return, I can't imagine going, there's other places, but this is a really good one.
Great, great opportunities.
Yeah. Well, how do they get hold of you, RJ?
Yeah, you can get on our website. It's www.columbusturnkeyhouses.com. You can set up a 15-minute strategy call with us, and we can basically kind of get in touch with your goals and get a good plan for you. On our website too, you'll have direct access to us via the phone, and that's 614-285-3600.
Well, thank you very much for joining us again, giving us all the great, great information you have, and showing people that there is a lot of opportunity still out there.
Right, right. Yeah, thanks a lot, RJ. That's excellent.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Great. Once again, that was RJ with Columbus Turnkey Houses. You can reach them www.columbusturnkeyhouses.com. And again, just give them a call. Find out how they operate and see if it's something that aligns with what you're trying to accomplish. If you have any questions around something after you speak with them, feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah.
You can reach us via the email, just steve@theportfoliodoctors.com or dan@theportfoliodoctors.com. So stick around. When we come back, we will discuss further how these indicators impact what you do and whether or not they should. You're listening to The Portfolio Doctors, AM 1170, The Answer.
AM 1170, TheAnswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Business owners, are you tired of using multiple software solutions to run your business? Are you sick of the constant updates and having to pay your IT staff or a third-party company to manage your software systems? If you can answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Lead Commerce. Lead Commerce is a cloud-based software system that runs your entire business, from your website to e-commerce to inventory, purchasing, and order management. Lead Commerce does it all. For a free 15-day trial of Lead Commerce, log on to leadcommerce.com. That's www.leadcommerce.com. Start your free trial today. You'll be glad you did.
Discover Bookkeeping Made Easy, your source for bookkeeping and accounting solutions. Get the tools you need to succeed. Bookkeeping Made Easy gives clients personal attention with insightful advice for your expenses, invoices, payables, inventory control, reconciliations, financial statements, and tax preparation. Call now for your free initial consultation, 858-822-9239. Energy, expertise, close personal attention. Bookkeeping Made Easy, 858-822-9239.
Remember those warm, sun-filled days relaxing on the beach in Hawaii? Can't wait to go again? Well, now you can have a taste of Hawaii delivered to your door by going online and ordering some melt-in-your-mouth deliciousness from HawaiiFudge.com. What better way to shake off the stresses of the world than biting into a smooth, creamy chocolate macadamia nut sensation? Or how about our Kona Coffee Lava Flow? Just go to HawaiiFudge.com and place your order online today. That's HawaiiFudge.com.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the U.S. own mutual funds. Now, I wonder how many of those people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is you don't have to figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is a certified financial planner and actually a friend. Through his website, freeinvestmentaudit.com, he will do a free risk and cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much in fees are you paying for the investments you have? If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, go to freeinvestmentaudit.com right now and get your free analysis. You deserve to know what your investments are really costing you. Freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com. That's freeinvestmentaudit.com.
AM 1170. The Answer.
Whack them around.
Welcome back. You're listening to Portfolio Doctors.
Going to whack around a few senators' heads. That's it.
Now, Steve was just discussing that he's heading out of town.
In Washington, D.C.
I'm going to be in D.C. So I jokingly asked if he was going to go spend some time with Janet Yellen and see what she's thinking. And
yeah,
he said he'd rather go slap around a few senators. I can't blame you.
Yeah. But talking about that, so back
in the pants.
to our credit managers index, and the thing we've mentioned earlier was, don't take one index as a standalone one, but something you can do if you really start thinking about it, and this is when you're starting, your mind's starting to change to an analytical type situation, when you start working out, okay, so we got credit managers index, it's not looking too good, right? What could be some other indicators that might confirm that this is a bad indicator?
Right, something
signal
to pay attention to.
Yep. Or that undermines it, that says, no, look, that's just an anomaly. It's going to turn around and go back up.
Right. And we should talk about that very quickly as well.
Yep.
There are lots of indicators that come out that are just a false signal.
Correct.
And that's sometimes what hangs people up. They see something, they have strong conviction that, oh, this is the right, this is correct. Like the winner, that truly put out numbers that were scary.
Yep.
But it was because everything came to a stop.
Yep.
And there was just nothing that could be done as far as manufacturing and home purchases, all those numbers.
Yeah.
It just came to a dead stop. But that was a false indicator because there was that anomaly situation where the weather just froze everything, literally.
Yeah. No, agreed.
So you need to understand. Correct.
Now, so you think about it, right? The credit managers. So businesses can't get credit. So what you would probably expect is, number one, as I mentioned earlier, was bankruptcies to start increasing. And then number two, you'd see unemployment starting to get worse, right? You'd see unemployment numbers starting to tick higher.
Well, if you trust the numbers are very accurate to begin with, like we've already...
Yeah, well, we all know they're not. But it's a number. So if that number goes higher, then yep, it's, sure. You know, we know that the number's not right. But if you think about that number, even how the heck are you really going to try and get it right? I mean, it's almost impossible, right? So you have to have a number. But if unemployment starts getting higher, bankruptcies, you start reading about more and more of these bankruptcies, and then you're finding that it's becoming increasingly tough to refinance or get loans and things like that, or all those credit card
foreclosures start showing up again.
And now, I mean, you were reading the other, just on today, where, you know, you can get credit cards 0% interest for 17 months. So you can see that the free credit environment sort of there to some degree, not as bad as it ever was, but it's there for those of you who can actually get access to it, because not everyone can. But if you suddenly see those not popping up on your screen anymore,
right,
and you don't get the offers anymore, and you go to places like Credit Karma and where they always got those listed things listed out for you, and they all start vanishing, these are all clear indicators that this is, it's a confirmation of this move in this indicator. Now, if none of that stuff happens, then you would expect that this indicator is probably an anomaly and it'll probably bounce back up.
Some unknown factor that caused it to drop.
Correct.
For two months, 3 months in a row.
But that's how you really start analyzing. As this is what I do, basically. I sit there and start looking around and see what else confirms or denies this undermines this indicator. And that's how you're starting to now turn into an analyst, and you're starting to really understand markets and how they put together, and you're trying to gain a small edge on everyone else. You're trying to say, this is interesting. Oh, wow, look. And then you get your bundle of indicators or your bundle of information that confirms everything. And then maybe you're one step ahead of everyone else and you can actually protect yourself.
Correct.
Or take advantage, which is what I'm always after, taking advantage.
finding the small opportunity and jumping on it while it exists.
Correct.
On this side,
the thing that our listeners, I really want to also bring home, is that Dan and I aren't typically your normal portfolio managers, and we've been in this game forever, and our clients are typically high end clients, and so the advice we're giving to you, whether you have got $5,000 or $10 million. It's solid advice. This advice is coming from 50 years of seasoned professionals that we're basically giving it to you for nothing.
Right.
And so you really need to listen, take some notes if you want to, and then come back with your questions like a lot of you do, because that's what we're here for. We're trying to help educate you in the mind of the market and trying to get you to start understanding how important this is to be able to learn about all of these types of things that are going on out there. Otherwise, you're a sitting duck.
Right, and it's so important to understand where the information's coming from, and that's why we're covering this. This could be an indicator where on CNBC tomorrow or Monday, they could talk for hours about, oh, this is such a vital piece of information. The market's going to crash for sure. But there's no guarantee that this indicates that.
Correct.
This could be, like we said, it could be a false indicator.
Well, let's hope so.
So you need to understand there's a purpose behind every story, especially when it's coming from a big media outlet, because their sponsors, their advertisers are companies that are positioned to make a lot of money depending on what their opinion is. And I guarantee their opinion, more often than not, lines up with the best interests of those companies that are advertising. Right. And you need to understand that.
And that's the funny thing. We lined up to, well, we'll make money ourselves, but we don't get paid. Yeah. We're just here to help.
Yes.
So use us as a resource.
Right. It's why we're here. It's why we decided to do this, sitting around having a cup of tea one day.
Yep.
And
we do like our tea.
Yeah. So if you do have questions, again, please reach out to us. You can access us via our website, The Portfolio Doctors, and that is plural, theportfoliodoctors.com, or you can email either of us directly, dan@theportfoliodoctors.com or steve@theportfoliodoctors.com. We really enjoy doing this. We thank you very much for listening. Todd, great to have you back. Thanks for helping us run a smooth show as always.
No problem.
And popping in the sound effects. That's great. Steve, fine job.
Thank you. You too, sir.
And we will talk to you again next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
I did.
You've been listening to The Portfolio Doctors on AM 1170, The Answer. To schedule a financial health check, go to theportfoliodoctors.com, or to speak with Dan Osgood, Steve Bick, or any guest on this program, call 858-764-7250. That's 858-764-7250. Learn more about the show online at theportfoliodoctors.com. Portfolio Doctors are Dan Osgood and Stephen Bick, investment advisor representatives for their respective investment firms, ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC. The opinions expressed on the Portfolio Doctors are their own. They do not reflect those of ACAS LLC, Cottingham Management Company LLC, or this radio station. The information you heard is for educational purposes only. No listener should assume that the discussions serve as a substitute for personal advice from ACAS LLC or Cottingham Management Company LLC. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. ACAS LLC and Cottingham Management Company LLC are not law or accounting firms, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, investment, or tax advice.